Lord Jesus. Song 400. We are for the Lord's recovery. We are for the Lord's recovery of the church God loves. We are for the Lord's recovery of the city and the earth. Standing on the ground of oneness in the Lord, we are building up the temple of our glorious Lord. We are for the Lord's. We are for the Lord's recovery. We are for the Lord's. We are for the Lord's recovery. We are for the Lord's recovery. To our hearts so dear, when we exercise our spirit, our vision is so clear. Babylon the great is fallen, Satan is cast down, and today the church is builded in each locality. We are for the Lord's. We are for the Lord's recovery. We are for the Lord's. We are for the Lord's recovery. We are for the Lord's. We are for the Lord's recovery. We are for the Lord's. We are for the Lord's recovery. The city of the great King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the city of the Lord. We are for the Lord's recovery. To our hearts so dear, when we exercise our spirit, our vision is so clear. Babylon the great is fallen, Satan is cast down, and today the church is builded in each locality. Thank you, Lord, you are the chief cornerstone here in Zion. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that that Satan is already conquered. You are the victor. Hebrews 8, verses 1 and 2, together. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Amen. Now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. Praise the Lord for the main point. Lord, we are at the main point. We have such a high priest. Lord, you are our main point today. You as our high priest. You are seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Open our eyes. What a high priest we have. Amen. At the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected, and not a man. Thank you, Lord, for this heavenly building. Yeah, erected not of a man, but from the Lord. Lord, you build us up. Yeah, erect your tabernacle with us. Yeah, the true tabernacle. The true tabernacle. Amen. The sanctuary, a servant of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Amen. Lord, today we want to be your house, which the Lord erected. Which the Lord erected and not man. Save us from the work of man. Let us not use our own hands. Yeah, that which is built, it is built from you and remains the heavenly house. Amen. Lord, you are the cornerstone for the building of the church of the Lord. Lord, finish your building with us. Save us from building something which you are not building. Open our inner eyes. We want to exercise our spirit to see a clear vision. Amen. Lord, we consecrate ourselves for this vision, that you can also finish your house with us. Thank you that you are in our midst tonight. Thank you that you speak to us, that you fill all that is lacking in us. Amen. Can we sing another song? 342. This week I translated that song into Korean because it was on my heart. That conference forced to die. The first meeting, I saw our Christian life entirely different because God created man and spoke to man, rule over this earth. But man ate the other tree and lost his purpose. But God, the Lord, doesn't change his plan. And he sent his son to this earth. And by being born again, we became kings and priests in order to be able to rule together with him when he comes back. Oh, this plan, I saw it really new. I don't know. Somehow it was a totally different and new vision and revelation. Can you imagine what a precious purpose you have as human, as mankind, that with mankind, God will conquer back this earth. But in us, this wonderful vision grows already. Dear saints, we are not that many people, but this vision is so important and so great. Let us sing Song 342, Man's Creator Has a Purpose. man's creator has a purpose for our being here on earth. In his image, we are created to express his rule on earth. But man fell to Satan's tempting. Thus, God's goal was hid from view. Still, our God will have his kingdom, for his Son will see it through. Amen. Jesus Christ will get his kingdom in spite of Satan and his plans. He is getting something real and solid by growing in the hearts of men. It's nothing like religion teaches you have to wait until you die. For the kingdom Christ is building is here on earth before our eyes. His Son, Jesus, is our Savior. Once in human form he came. Now as the Spirit he can enter, as the breath of life to man. As a seed within our spirit, Christ takes root and starts to grow, spreading in our inmost being, till his life we come to know. Amen. Jesus Christ will get his kingdom in spite of Satan and his plans. He's getting something real and solid by growing in the hearts of men. It's nothing like religion teaches you have to wait until you die. For the kingdom Christ is building is here on earth before our eyes. Amen. Yeah, time is short. Oh, brothers, hear it. Christ is longing for his bride. We can hasten his returning only by the growth in life. Amen. Working out our own salvation when we turn to Christ within. See the seed begin to blossom, growing fully into him. Amen. Jesus Christ will get his kingdom by growing in a normal way. Cooperation now is needed for us to be transformed today. The seed of life is all inclusive. It's got everything we'll ever need. Yes, our God's eternal purpose is all within this precious seed. Amen. Amen. Here on this earth, you can see it. Yeah, let more people see that the kingdom of God is built now. It's being built now. Christ is longing for the bride. We can hasten his returning only by the growth in life, working out our own salvation when we turn to Christ within. See the seed begin to blossom, growing fully into him. Amen. The seed begin to blossom. Your kingdom has to grow in us. Oh, kingdom grows in us. beloved Lord. Amen. We turn to you, to Christ within.
Amen.
Yeah. Lord, permeate our being and bring forth your image that people can see you in us. Lord, bring us to the ruling, to the kingdom, through Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thanks and praise to you. Jesus Christ will get his kingdom in spite of Satan and his plans. He's getting something real and solid by growing in the hearts of men. Lord, grow in us. I like the changing in the German version. Let us seek and let us strive. Formerly, we saying we shouldn't seek, we shouldn't fight and strive, but we do seek and we do fight now, the good fight of faith. We are active, cooperating within our spirit. We want to seek you and strive until you come to fight the good fight of faith. The Lord gave his life for his counterpart, and he has such a love for Zion, his bride, Lord Jesus. Hasten his return. That's why we embroider us with his beauty to live out Christ. Not I, but Christ who lives in me. Lord Jesus, I want to grow into you more. We sang this same song with the children in the forest. There was another family and a new family, and I enjoyed that they can hear the gospel and make the Lord bring all of us, the children and the smallest to the youngest, to the oldest, bring us all to the goal. Thank you, Lord. Let each one of us know your plan and your purpose and live in it. That we don't just know it, but our lives are ruled by this vision that we are focused to bring down your kingdom to this earth. Lord, your entire church need that view for Zion, that vision. Beloved Lord Jesus, show us more what we are meant to be for, created for. Your plan and your purpose, we want to know more. The flesh profits nothing. Only your life can rule. The Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. the words that you have spoken are spirit and our life. Yeah, we are hungry and thirsty for you. Let your word come to us tonight. Fill our hearts with your food. We forget about the religion. We want to receive your life. We praise you also for this meeting tonight. Thank you that we can come all together to taste you. Give us open ears to hear what you want to speak. We want to eat of you and receive your life. We want to be strengthened to go on.
Amen.
Time is short. Oh, brothers, hear it. You come soon, Lord, and we want to be ready to rule with you. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Strengthen us through your word. Strengthen us that you will get Zion with us today, the city of the great King. Amen. We praise you. Beloved Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen all of us in our spirit to do, O God, your will.
Hallelujah.
Let's enjoy Psalms 48, verses... One and two in English. Enjoy it and pray about it, that the Lord may build that together with us. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised in the city of our God. You are great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. In his holy mountain. Tonight we are all on your holy mountain. We come out from all valleys. Bring us all up to the holy mountain. Praise the Lord. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth. The joy of the whole earth. It shall also be our greatest joy. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the joy of the whole earth. Hallelujah for Zion. Let's read the entire psalm. One after another, everybody reads a verse filled with the Holy Spirit. When we are finished, we start again in the beginning. We move around Zion. The kingdom of God, the church, the masterpiece of God, an expression of his manifold wisdom. The title. A psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. For behold, the kings assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled, they hastened away.
Zittern hat sie erfasst, wehen wie eine Gebärende.
Fear took hold of them there, and pain as of a woman in birth pangs. As when you break the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, as we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generations following. For this is God, our God, forever and ever. It will be our guide even to death.
Das Reich Gottes. Amen. Die
Gemeinde, the kingdom of God, the church, the masterpiece of God and the expression of his manifold wisdom. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, again from the beginning. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. For behold, the kings assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled. They hastened away. Fear took hold of them there, and pain as of a woman in birth pangs. As when you break the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness.
Amen.
Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments.
Amen.
Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following.
Amen.
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 Arabic or Christian?
I'm sure you don't like to hear that.
But God will enjoy, your spirit will enjoy too.
Ich lese auf Deutsch, glaube ich, hoffentlich. Ihr könnt ein bisschen lachen für mich. Okay, wahrlich, dieser Gott ist unser Gott für immer und ewig.
Amen.
For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to the death. No more death in the heavenly Jerusalem. And once again, everyone in Zoom. Okay. Lord Jesus. Mark well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. Lord, we pray for daily walk. We want to be that bulwark against the enemy. Your glory, your greatness, and your majesty we want to see. We want to walk through and know the King of Kings, the Lord over this whole earth, who's ruler over the heavens. Lord, we want to see it practically. Before inner eyes. Amen. Thank you, you brought us to Zion. Lord, we pray that you build your city with us. You love Zion, and we want to take part in your love. Lord, work your love into our hearts, that we not just read and think about Zion, but that we love Zion as you love it. Yeah, the enemy needs to run away. Yeah, let him be taken by pains as of a woman in birth pangs. We have time for applications. Always. One thing that got important to me in the conference, what was said, that we are in a constant battle, we are at war. And the focus are we. In us, the kingdom of God shall grow. And the enemy fights against it too, through ourself, through our flesh, and we realize it. The more the Lord grows in us, and we desire for him to grow, the more we see the battle. And what strengthened me a lot is to see and hear that we cannot fight the battle by ourselves. The only one who fought it and conquered was the Lord. He was the man and he was victorious over the enemy as a man. The Lord is the only one who can save me and who is enabling me to fight this battle. But in order for him to be able to do so, I need to be strengthened. Yeah, you will win a war if you cut off the supply. So, yeah, the Russians tried it with Berlin, and then there was the bridge from the air, and they tried to weaken the people, to disable us to fight. If we are weak inwardly and starving inwardly, we can't fight the battle. Even though you might have a tank, but when you are weak, you cannot even enter your tank. But so we have this wonderful Christ in us. But if he is not strengthened and nourished, it is weak in us. And we cannot fight the battle. And this brought me to the Lord, that I come to the Lord and have fellowship with him. I had several battles the recent weeks, but I knew I need to come to the Lord. Man lives by every word that comes out from the mouth of God. I live through every word. If I neglect this word, then I'm weak and I cannot overcome. That's why, that's the most important thing, that we are nourished, strengthened, and empowered. That's why we need to come to the Lord and to the Word, but really have fellowship with the Lord, and that we are strengthened again. And then we can overcome the enemy. When we are strengthened, then we are victorious in all things. This got so important to me. The enemy made it to weaken me because I was so busy here and there and I was not that nourished. And I couldn't fight this victorious battle. This was the strategy of the enemy. That's why it's so important to be nourished, to nourish ourselves in the Lord. Not just read in the Word, but enter into the fellowship with the Father. This saves us inwardly. And I experienced this week the most dangerous thing is spiritual death, to be lazy, tired, and so when I'm in troubles and in attacks from all the sides, that's better to me than, because then I need to cry out to the Lord. I need to come to the Lord. When Jesus was with the disciples in the Gethsemane and they were tired and slept, and he said, he came, saw them sleeping, "Simon, do you sleep? Could you not watch and pray 1 hour with me? Watch and pray that you are not tempted. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And he prayed again, and he said the same words again. This touched me. This also was my application this morning, that I entered into this battle more. Because I knew I anyways have to fight. There's no choice. So that's why I pick up the battle. I took the sword of the Spirit, and I spoke it out, and I was watchful in the name of Jesus. And I could keep the feasts and pray and bind the enemy. Then the Lord said, yes, you are an overcomer. It was such a joy for me. That's why I'm somehow glad on all these attacks. I need to praise the Lord for all the sufferings. The sufferings are coming. But it's more dangerous to enter the spiritual death. I prefer some sufferings, but the inward joy, than the spiritual death. And I told the Lord, I'm really happy about the things to come. It was such a joy. One joy after another. So we know what we are joyful about. Someone said, I'm really a foreigner, I'm foreign to this world. And I said, praise the Lord. That's a good testimony. Amen. Watch and pray that you are not tempted. Lord, preserve us from falling asleep. Burn in our spirits. Take away the fear from us, the fear from sufferings. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Strengthen us to be Zion today, to fight the spiritual battle in a victorious way. Zechariah 7, verse 13. Therefore it happened that just as he proclaimed that they would not hear, so they called out, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. I can call out to God, but if I don't realize that he speaks to me, and he has a request, if I don't take heed for his word and for the will of the Lord, then I can call out aloud, cry out very loud and say, God, did you not hear my voice? The Lord Jesus doesn't want me just to hear, but that I put it into practice. And it worked a new way of obedience in me. I don't know. And then he listens. He hears when we call him. So my listening, my ear gets even more sensitive that I even hear his soft speaking and his soft voice. What strengthened me through the conference is that the Lord is our King and our Captain of Salvation. He showed us who is the enemy and the strategy of the enemy was exposed, but also he showed the plan of God to us, and we just need to look at him and obey him. And he even revealed the result to us, that he has the victory over the enemy. His strength really strengthened my faith and trust in the Lord. All the situation we experience today are in the hands of God. He arranges everything. But we just need to obey. I was a bit afraid when we are kings and priests, we will stand before all the nations. Somehow I was scared of this idea. But we have some situations with some person in our lives. But through these situations, we learn to look at the Lord. But also in the millennial kingdom, and even later, we need to turn now to him for in every situation. Praise the Lord that he is our King and our Captain of Salvation. I was touched anew to see the huge grace of God. A brother shared he wanted to buy a car. He went to the shop. Everything was fine, but there was one scratch in the car. I was touched because when I bought a car, how we drove so far to have a look at the cars, and we even left when there was some spots. The Lord, he sees our spots. He can leave, but he doesn't do it. He takes the time to perfect us. Sometimes I ask myself, why didn't the Lord come yet? Because he wants us to make it. He loves us so much that he wants to make it with us. The age of Methuselah, the oldest person that ever lived, such great a grace and long-suffering has God. I read the Psalms again and again in the morning. We are going through the Psalms, and it's a good strengthening in the morning to call out to the Lord and pray with it. Psalms 17 and 18, especially Psalm 18, is very strong about the battle. It says in verse 4, 3 in English, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid.
In meiner Bedrängnis rief ich den Herrn an,
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him even to his ears. I experienced the salvation of the Lord so many times. This morning, I went out for a walk for 20 minutes and called on the name of the Lord. And the enemy had to flee. And I enjoyed how the Lord saved me from all death and from all my enemies. Lord, teach us all to fight the battle. I made a good experience. I was out and I sat somewhere and I had some tracts. The Lord reminded me to preach the gospel. I didn't want to, but I took them with me. I sat on that bench. I had no strength to share our tracts. And the Lord reminded me through my daughter. On Saturday, there's a sister's meeting. I thought it's only for younger ones. But she said, you can also come. And the Lord reminded me of that they will read Titus 2. And I had fellowship with the Lord on Titus 2. And this strengthened me to fight a spiritual battle. The enemy condemned me and said, you are not right today. But the Lord strengthened me. And suddenly a woman came to where I sat. She came closer and closer. So when these women came to me, I should also give them something. And I overcame through the Lord's strength. And the woman said, she believes in the Lord, reads the Bible, but is Catholic. And she wanted to read about globalism.
Und dann hat mich so gestärkt, auch die andere Frau noch anzusprechen. Und die hat es dann auch genommen. Erst ging sie weg und dann dachte ich, oh, jetzt ist sie weg, aber sie kam dann doch nochmal wieder.
And there was this other woman. And I took the opportunity with the Lord.
Mehr Türen geöffnet, wo ich noch gerade war. Und ich möchte einfach sagen, also dieser geistliche Kampf, das ist nicht einfach.
The spiritual battle is not easy. But we need to stand against it, not just let it go, but just take the Lord and read in the Word. And when I overcame, there was an open door.
In the Garden of Eden, Satan came as a serpent to deceive Eve. And when the Lord had not eaten for 40 days, the enemy came, knowing that he was hungry, and told him, if you are God's son, turn these stones into bread.
Das hat wirklich der Feind
The enemy knows which things we hunger for. If you hunger for honor or money, whatever direction you have hunger, or whatever you desire, the enemy knows where to attack. I read this verse again. And it says, after he had not eaten for 40 days and 40 nights, he had fasted. And it says there explicitly, he was hungry. In Korean it says, he was very hungry. And that's where Satan attacked. And Satan knows very clearly. And I said, Lord, show me where Satan has an open door in my life, where he can catch me. Again and again, I said this to the Lord. Lord, I come to you that you fill me inwardly, so that I don't hunger for other things. It is a good lesson to say this to the Lord. Lord, preserve me from the things that I can hunger for. So that's relevant for all of you. Where does the enemy have open doors in your life? And where the Lord also tests us. Amen. I also realized, especially when we are for the way of holiness and for Zion, then the battle begins. That's what the enemy doesn't want. Whenever we want something else, Christian works, there are many on this earth, but not everything is well pleasing to the Lord. And many things like that, when I do that, or when I do anything, the enemy will not attack me that much. He might even be happy. If I do anything, might be a Christian work, but it's not God's will, it's not the Lord's goal, and then he will let me do it. But as soon as we are for Zion, it's really a battle. And I noticed in my own life, when I attempt to overcome sin, and we all have a responsibility, the Lord wants each one of us to be watchful, to be on guard, because we are all part of Zion. And the Lord spoke to me that I need to learn to fight together with the Lord, but also to receive the Lord's supply. You can see that with Nehemiah, for example. He wanted to build Jerusalem. He wanted to build what is important for the Lord, the place he wants to dwell in. And Nehemiah endured so many battles. And the enemy was always there to resist him. Whenever he had this goal in mind, he had so many problems. There was a guy called Sanballat or Tobiah. From the very beginning, they opposed what Nehemiah was doing. So they talk against him, they mock him, they say things like, when a fox walks over this wall, it collapses already. And later on, they even conspire to fight against Jerusalem. And I thought, well, if I was Nehemiah, and you have so many attacks by the enemy through various ways and means, again and again, then you might be depressed at the end. And then the enemy even tried to destroy the work through mixture with the Jewish people. So that the enemy tried all kinds of things. Various strategies and tactics the enemy applied. But I found it interesting what Nehemiah did. Nehemiah 4, verse 17. Nehemiah 4:17. It says, 18. Every one of the builders had his sword girded at his side as he built. And it says here they carried water and a weapon. And that showed me, I don't just need the weapons, the spiritual weapons, but I need the water, the supply. I need to be strengthened in the inner man to be able to fight. I don't just need a weapon, but also the water. So I saw the need, the battle is so strong in myself. I need to take much time with the Lord and drink the water of life. Call upon the name of the Lord and tell him, Lord, I need you. I need your strength, I need your supply. And Nehemiah 9, verse 15, it then says, you gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought them water out of the rock for their thirst. And told them to go in to possess the land, which means to fight. So the Lord didn't just command them, go in and fight, but he also gave the supply. He gave bread from heaven, water for their thirst. So in our spiritual battle, if we are for Zion and for sanctification, we need the full supply from the Lord. So we regularly need to say, Lord, I come back to you. I want to be nourished. I want to be strengthened. Every morning I realize that. Every evening I realize, Lord, I need to come to you. I need you. Amen. I already had my first victories with the Lord. But the battle will continue. And it's such a refreshment during the battle to get that supply from the Lord. If we have such a heart for Zion, and are supplied by the Lord, then Zion will be built up and the Lord will appear in his glory. Amen.
Ja, ich habe auch irgendwie. Es ist
ein Echo. Das ist ein Echo.
Okay. Ich habe jetzt auch irgendwie mehrmal erfahren.
I experienced now several times how glorious it is when I was weak to get into the Word and to eat, and it strengthened me so much. Just how it is physically, when you're weak, you need to eat. And I experienced that several times. When I felt weak, not to think a lot or why, but to just go into the Word. It is a wonderful experience you can do. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. And the Lord confirms it again in Nehemiah 9, verse 20 and 22. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. 22. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations, and divided them into districts. So, without supply, you cannot have kingdoms and nations. So first you have the supply, water and the bread, and then you receive kingdoms and nations. Amen. That's something I saw in the conference in Fountain Valley. The Lord wants us to reign over the earth. But to do that, He trains us to be priests. So the priesthood is the way God uses to train us for the kingdom.
This is unser Versorgung, ist der Priesterschaft. And this is there for us in this time.
The priesthood is the way to get prepared, and that's why the Lord speaks so clearly about it in these days.
And then können wir mit Lob und Herrn.
It's also eating and drinking, and then we can reign with the Lord. I praise the Lord. The Lord has a body, and this body needs nutrition. Amen. Many times before victory, you suffer a loss. Also in the scriptures, many times it's like that. Things don't work out so well at the beginning. And this principle we also see with us when we fight. When the Lord shows us what He wants to conquer with us, then it was my experience, many times I start with a loss. Maybe a weakness in my life. There are doors where the enemy can enter in my life. Situations where we are weak and the enemy can overcome us. With the Lord it was not like that. He always overcame. But with us, many times we fall first. But then God uses that to start a wonderful change in us. And a good example I found was with Peter, who had seen a lot from the Lord about God's goal, that his church shall be built, that God wants to do something glorious and wonderful. Also a great vision that he saw as one of the few, that Jesus is the Christ. He saw mighty works of God. But before the Lord could really use him, he needed to be broken and he needed to lose. I read from Luke 22, a few verses. Luke 22, verse 32. Verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. And then Peter says, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Maybe we would also say that. We say we are ready to build Zion with the Lord and pay the price. I am sure every one of us has this honest desire in their heart. And also Peter didn't say something that he didn't want. But the Lord said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. The Lord could have also said, Amen. Great thing, I will give you the power to do it. So that when the situation comes, you can overcome. But that's not what the Lord's way was. The Lord's way was to cause this breaking in Peter. So with us, it's similar. The Lord will not allow us to overcome in every situation. Yes, he wants to help us overcome. And we always have a way to receive his strength. But sometimes he needs to break us. Many times the Lord starts with breaking us and revealing our weaknesses. So especially Peter became so aware of the weaknesses he had and that he doesn't have this strength. But the Lord also shows the way how it can go on. He doesn't let Peter in that weakness. He doesn't just break him. But the Lord said, even before the Lord tells him that he will fall, he says, verse 32, but I have prayed for you that your faith shall not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. The Lord said in advance that he will not give Peter up. And he tells us in advance that he will not give us up. So even when we experience losses and breaking, we can rest assured the Lord will not give us up. He wants to heal us when he causes that. To heal us from whatever we have from the old man. And he also wants to train us to serve. But he says, once you have turned, strengthen your brethren. He doesn't just say, I restore you, but he says, I have something to do for you. And that you also see in John, when the situation happened and Peter denied the Lord three times. That's John 21:15.
Die Verse zu lesen, wird ein bisschen zu lang sein, aber ihr kennt die Geschichte ja gut.
You know this story.
Da trifft Petrus ja wieder auf Jesus und Petrus ist schon auch sehr freudig als.
And Peter meets Jesus here again. And he's very happy to hear that Jesus is there.
Ich finde die Überschrift gut hier, ab Vers 15. Heißt es, Jesus stellt Petrus wieder her.
I like the headline here. It says, Jesus restores Peter.
Das ist wirklich sehr treffend. Jesus stellt Petrus wieder her.
Jesus restores Peter.
Das ist, was der Herr auch mit uns macht.
That's what the Lord does in us.
Ein Versagen oder ein Zerbruch gegeben hat.
Especially if you have suffered a loss or a breaking. The first thing the Lord shows him is the love. And he gets him out of this death, out of this loss. It's the Lord's love that he doesn't give up Peter or us, but that he receives us. And he shows what is important for him is not our achievement, but it's about our love for him. Whether we stay with him. And that we don't say, oh, it didn't work out, now I do something else. Initially, that was Peter's reaction. He thought, well, it didn't work out the way I thought it would. He says, I will go back fishing. And the other disciples join him and go fishing. They lost the vision that the Lord did not want them to go fishing again.
But that he,
so the vision got lost because of the disappointment they suffered. It didn't go the way they thought, and Peter himself fell. And I know that experience. One of the main ways the enemy has to discourage me is disappointments. When I get disappointed, also because things don't work out, and then my reaction is that I go back to the old, I go back fishing. I go back to the things that I did in the past, that I like to do in the past, or what I'm used to do from the past. And that can happen when you get disappointed. But the Lord showed me, when I do that, I move away from him. But this breaking is nothing that causes the Lord's plan to stop or to be delayed, but it's part of his plan. And Peter makes this experience that it's good to not go away from the Lord, but to go back to him. So although Peter experienced that disappointment, as soon as he saw the Lord and he heard the Lord is there, his heart is kindled again. And he jumps into the water and goes to the Lord and is joyful again. And such a heart we need. No matter how much disappointment we had, we say, I want to come back to my Lord. Come back to his love. I had such an experience last week where the Lord stopped me and said, come back to me. And he gave a song to me I knew from the past, and that song spoke right into my situation and talked about the Lord's love. And I said, Lord, I also love you and I want to serve you. So even though we have breaking, we should stay with the Lord. And the Lord reminds Peter of the vision he gave him. He doesn't just say, okay, everything is fine again, I love you, I receive you. But he says, he repeats that commandment, that task. He says, feed my lambs, tend my sheep. And the third time,
Und es sagt der Herr auch zu uns.
Feed my sheep.
Hat auch eine Vision und auch einen Auftrag für jeden von uns.
So the Lord has a vision and a task for each one of us.
Johannes ist ja auch noch mit dabei und Petrus fragt dann eigentlich, was mit Johannes ist.
And Peter asks what is with John.
Er sagt Jesus zu ihm, naja, selbst wenn er meine Wiederkunft erlebt.
And Jesus says, even if he experiences my return, what does it bother you? And he shows Peter that he has very individual different plans with his disciples.
Und dann zeigt er ihm aber auch, ja, Johannes hat vielleicht einen ganz anderen Weg, dass er nicht direkt oder nicht sehr bald als Märtyrer stirbt.
And he shows Peter that he has a different way with John. But both is fine. Only because our personal way might be different doesn't mean we are wrong or we are not so precious. But the Lord also has a personal way for each one of us to do his complete work. And that's what he shows to Peter, that Peter can trust him, that he has a good way with him. And that's what the Lord showed me as well. That I'm not unimportant. That maybe in some ways I'm not like the others. But that God has tasks for me. He gave me the task recently to show a lot of hospitality. Sometimes I lose sight of the things the Lord showed me I should take care of. But it's important to look to that and to see what he wants us to do. So I realized this week that every day we had a visitor, and that made me rejoice because I realized, wow, the Lord brought me back to what he showed me to be hospitable. Take care of the saints. And even though many things might go wrong and we don't live the way we want to sometimes, the Lord doesn't give us up and wants to go on with us. And the Lord tells each one of us, don't forget the vision I gave you. As the church as a whole, he shows us the vision of Zion. He wants to build Zion with us. But each one of us has an individual part with that. And the Lord shows us individually that we each have a share. And he says, don't forget that. And I pray for you that your faith doesn't stop. And we see with Peter that the Lord took care, that the weaknesses were balanced, maybe through others. But some things need time, and we should not be discouraged, but we should turn to the Lord again and again. No matter what happens, that we say, Lord, I come back to you. I come back to you. I go on in this way. Amen. Lord, strengthen this in us. Thank you, you show us this vision in you. Thank you that you prepared a way. Thank you that we can go this way until we reach you. Strengthen each one of us through your word. That the enemy doesn't find any back doors to distract us, but that we have the full strength and supply and love through your word. Supply all of us for the battle, that we are all eating and drinking to be strong to overcome, especially for your kingdom on this earth. Let us all be strengthened and supplied adequately. Amen. When the Lord had asked Peter if he also wants to leave, he said, Lord, where shall we go? You have words of eternal life. Sometimes during the day, I come to the Word, and sometimes it's not so overwhelming or so amazing, but it's just so good to have the habit to come to the Word. Restore each one of us for the ministry, that we receive food from you. When they had breakfast, it says here, Lord, that we have such a spiritual breakfast with you every day, to walk worthy of the calling, to also bring the serpent under our feet, strengthen your whole priesthood and army through the heavenly food. In one song it says, He blesses their food richly, Psalm 132. When it's about Zion and the battle and the kingdom, we need rich supply. Without food, without bread, we cannot fight. You might have the fastest planes, the best tanks, but if you haven't eaten, if you haven't drank, that's not helpful. So the supply, the nourishment is essential for the kingdom. Whoever is nourished and eats the food is ready for the battle. That's why Psalm 132, it talks about both. Zion is there, but as soon as we are for Zion, there's the battle. And what do you need for the battle? Before you equip yourself with the weapons, you need to be inwardly nourished and strengthened. Also in Ephesians, it's the same sequence. Ephesians 5 talks about the washing of water in the Word, and in Ephesians 6, you have the battle. And that must show us how important this nourishment, the supply with the Word of life is. Otherwise, you can't fight. You might have the sharpest swords. If you don't have the strength to carry it, because you are not nourished, then it's of no use. So praise the Lord for the food He blesses richly. Can we sing this song? We sing Psalm 132. Number 403. A little burden for prayer. On Saturday, we will be more than 20 sisters that come together to have fellowship and seek the Lord. What is our role as sisters, as women in the church? And we pray that we will receive food and supply from the Lord. So you may pray for this time that the Lord will equip us on Saturday. He blesses their food richly. Amen.
403.
This is my rest forever. Here I want to be. At home you may read 1 Samuel 14, verse 24 to 31. To show how important the food is for the battle.
Das Land war in der Zeit der Honigernte zum Kampf. Yeah. Und der Honig war auf freiem Feld. Der Herr hat die Speise gesegnet.
There was honey available on the free field.
Das Zugreifen verboten.
But the enemy didn't allow them to eat. Then they were all weakened.
Der nahm eine Handvoll in den Mund.
He took a handful
da
in his mouth.
Augen munter.
Then his eyes
und das Volk
were enlightened.
Und der Feind hat gesagt, verflucht sei der Mann, der heute Speise ist.
The enemy was foolish and said, cursed is he who eats food today.
14, Abvers 24. Und dann sagt der Jonathan in Vers 29, seht doch, wie munter meine Augen geworden sind, weil ich ein wenig von diesem Honig zu mir genommen habe.
Jonathan says, see how much my eyes were enlightened, because I took a bit of that honey. The Lord's word is honey indeed.
Von der Beute seiner Feinde gegessen hätte, die es gefunden hat, wäre dann die Niederlage der Philister nicht noch größer geworden. Amen.
And he said, if the people had eaten, then the enemy's loss would have been much greater. Let us take the word and eat richly. We have the conference on our phone. We have the whole Bible on our phone. We have more Bibles than we have fingers on our hands. We have so many opportunities. We should not let the enemy stop us. And then we can fight and destroy the enemy. That's a good example. We have a few outlines still on the table. So praise the Lord.